Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 10 for the team. Captain Jason Prieto's in the studios. Capitan Travis Yakel.
Here on duty.
What's going on, man? The new addition to the show. We brought you in, and
yeah, man, excited. Yeah,
we didn't want to
bring in just regular old Scrubs.
Well, we had this normal guy, but then he quit, so we had to bring you in.
What is it? The replacements?
Yeah, Danny's missing an action, and
Neil's sleeping.
Yeah, and well, you know, Neil, I don't know where he is. I think he lost his paddle.
He's still looking for it.
Yeah, he's out there swimming
paddle
around.
Leash, new sponsor.
But no, we gave Neil the night off. Neil's done me a big favor covering while I've been doing all kinds of crazy stuff, trying to find a place to live, finding a house to buy and sell, and running trips and doing what we do.
Yes, sir.
But Travis, we got to talk about fishing, man. I've been three weeks, at least a little bit. 3 weeks off.
Yeah, man.
I was coming in last few weeks, and I just, man, I've had some personal stuff with, was buying a house, and the deal fell through, and now we're looking for a house, and down to about 3 weeks, and still haven't found one. It's a mess.
It gets crazy, man.
It does.
Kenya Bay's roomy, though.
It does. Hey, you know, the full transom effect, it enables you to put a sleeping bag on the transom.
That's right.
And you can really stretch out back there. It's very wide and comfortable. It's not bad. I mean, and the rent's pretty cheap.
Cheap. Real cheap.
Yeah. Well, not that cheap because the boat costs as much as a house. But speaking of Canyon Bay, guys, want to let y'all know the upcoming boat show in Tampa Bay show, they were going to have a booth. And they will have the 24B, which is their 24 Bay, which is the boat I run, the full transom. They'll have it on display over there. So go see my good friends, Michael and Brett and Kevin. And heck, even the mad scientist behind the fiberglass, Rob, might be there. I doubt it, though. He's probably from Perry building boats. You know, last boat show we did in St. Pete, I went over there and worked the booth with them. And they had Rob come in. That was their first show, the new owners that bought the company. And Rob come in and, you know, we're going over ideas and Rob's sitting there and I think he felt out of place, though. He needed to be building some boats. He stayed for about a few hours. He's like, well, I'm gone, guys. You know, when you're behind the scenes building boats, and you get
it's
out,
a nasty and, job, bro.
When you get into the forefront, you know, you're like, man, I'm going back to my hole. Dude. Yeah. Going back to the dungeon.
That's it, brother.
But, you know, Rob, still building the boats, even though we got new owners. And same, they've got a good setup going. And he's a nice guy. I don't know if you have never met him.
I haven't met him.
I had to drag you up to Perry
one
time.
Yeah, I got to go there and hang out with them guys for a little bit.
We'll get you in the Canyon
Bay,
man.
That is like, you know, a buddy of mine used to hunt up there in that area, man. It's really, like, kind of out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. No, kind of. There's no kind of about it. I mean, you know, when you go there, it's like Ruskin with no surrounding big city.
More trees.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's so trees. It's a cool place. But, yeah, man, Rob's good people. Always takes care of me and takes pride in the boats. But anyhow, guys, Tampa Bay Boat Show, go by and see him. Canyon Bay's going to have a boat there. Stop and say hi. I will not be there. Because I'm running trips. I got to make money to pay for my house. So, anyhow, let's talk fishing, Travis. Give me a report, man.
Well, it's been good. I mean, tides have kind of been a little weak this last week.
It didn't even matter, though.
Not a lot of water moving, but the bite's been good, you know. So, that made it nice. And I think as we come into next week, we're going to see these tides start to move a little bit. We're getting closer to that full moon. I think it's going to get even better.
The dreaded full moon, though.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a good full moon. This is the good one of the year.
There's never a good full moon.
Yeah, this is going to work, man. You get some higher water in the morning.
Yeah.
You get some higher water in the morning that you can already get out there and fish. It's going to dump out, and then you're going to get another one back in the afternoon. So that's the fun part, you know. So these doubles we run, we get to fish some good water. So
I think the redfish bite's going to turn on this moon somewhat.
Yeah.
Redfish bite right now is not.
It's been tough. I mean,
I've caught two reds in 3 weeks of running trips.
I've been in the tower a lot on a trolling motor, you know, going down some of these shorelines and.
In your half tower?
My little half tower.
The half that's gone?
Hey, bro. It still works, man.
You invented
it. It's actually a full tower, if you think about it.
No, it's a half a tower because the other half's at your house.
It's a half of a full. It's a half of a full. But the point is, I'm up there. And what I've seen is, I've seen these redfish mixed in with the mullet is where I've seen them. Not a lot of them, but, you know, you say, okay, there goes 10, 15 mullet. Oh, what was that red thing? And, the redfish, they're in there. And I think that's how they move around and start to stage up for this this next moon here. So, I would expect to see some more reds coming in, starting to stack up, you know, getting to some of these holes and things like that. But right now, it's all about snook, baby.
We are snook fishing. You know? Snook fishing has been phenomenal on the South Shore. The only downside is I am not seeing any real big fish or slot fish. I'm seeing some big ones. Slots are getting wiped out, man. I'm telling you, there's spots that we used to go and you see four or five slots and you'd see the big slobs. I'm going and I'm seeing a few of the big slobs
and a bunch of peanuts
and a ton of small fish. I really believe, and I'm not saying that our populations are going to get wiped out or anything to that nature, but I do believe that I think you're going to see that we did the Snook Symposium, which you've talked about on the air, and the SPR rating, they're saying it's at 60%, which that SPR is your spawning potential ratio. I believe you're going to see that number drastically fall, probably to 40s. I would just take a guess off the top of my head over the next year. I think you're going to see that the slot is going to be fished out. And to me, it's a little bit of a shame. To eat fish is not that big of a deal. I'd rather catch a 30-inch snook a few times this year than put them on a plate.
Yeah, and, you know, anybody that snook fishes on the regular or is an experienced snook angler knows that most of the time these fish don't wander very far. The moons move them. The seasons move them. But, you know, if you're on a good pot of fish on a certain shoreline, chances are for the next month, them fish are going to be on that shoreline. And, you know, an experienced angler or somebody who takes the time to, you know, kind of pattern the fish can go out there and catch them, you know, pretty frequently.
Well, what people are doing is, and I've seen boats, is they're just sitting. They'll sit on the spot till they get one.
Absolutely.
Whether it's cut bait or and cut bait, you know, if you want to catch a big snook, go get you a big old slab of something, a mullet or
mullet and ladyfish are probably key, you know.
They are. I mean, it's a boring way to fish. It works. And I think people know that. And for whatever reason, I don't think, and I don't want to get on a tangent on snook because I don't belittle people that want to keep snook because at the end of the day, it's legal. I haven't kept one.
I think it's different too because we're on the water so much. So we kind of see things a little bit differently.
We see it evolve.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, I think we talked, you know, Neil and I talked about it a little bit, but it's like you hear these reports and you go, you know, you come back and somebody goes, oh, yeah, we got, you know, 20, 30 snook today, you know, 40 snook today, but we didn't get one in the slot. And you go, okay. And a common mentality is, well, when you get the one in the slot, man, you better put him in the cooler. But the intelligent way to look at it, it goes, man, we just caught 40, 50 snook and we didn't catch one in the slot.
Yeah.
What makes us think that we should put this one in our cooler?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's kind of the trigger happy, you know, syndrome of just, you know, we can eat them now. They're open. Let's take one home. And like you said, I don't criticize anybody. I don't, you know, look down upon anybody for doing it. It's just, I choose not to. And, I feel like it's better for the fishery.
I do. And you made a good point is that people aren't out there every day to see this evolve and see the difference change day by day. I mean, I'm on the water 280 days a year and I see this stuff evolve. And do I think it's going to wipe out our snook population? Not at all. It's did a great comeback. The FWC did a great job for the most part, managing, and I think they opened it a little premature, in my opinion. I also think, based on the Snook Symposium, that making regions, although I'm against regions typically, it's not a bad idea. I also think that the numbers that they gave the Snook Symposium, as I just mentioned, will drop based on people keeping snook. And what happens, what has happened is you have this big demand of people not being able to do something. When somebody tells you can't do something, that
absolutely.
You create a demand to do that. And we've created this demand to keep snook. And now that it's actually legal, people were chomping at the bit to bring that snook home to eat. I can somewhat understand, but to me, I've always been the person that says, I actually like fish. I like to eat fish. But I would, when I catch that 32-inch snook or 30-inch snook, and you say, man, what a fight, and you're holding that fish, and you go, would I like to eat this, or would I like to have the opportunity, the chance to catch this fish next week?
Right.
And I put it back in the water at that point. So that's my stance on it. But, hey, you know, if you're keeping snook, as long as they're legal, there's not a whole lot. Nobody can tell you. We got our opinions on it. But just remember, next year when you can't catch slot fish, there's a reason why we can't get the slot. And what you'll have is some fish to go in the slot. We were talking about this on the backside of the break. Right now I'm going to take a break and pay some bills. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living in a little...
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Introducing Finn, the world's first situational Spectra fiber fishing line with four different braids to choose from. Wind tamer for windy conditions and put an end to wind knots. Shock absorbing for more stretch on those big bites. Original PRT for overall power and performance. And the new Extra Smooth, the strongest, smoothest braid in the market. Get the world's first situational Spectra braid. Fins.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
All right, guys, welcome back. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Neil is making the night off. Danny is lost, and actually he's probably drinking a rum on some cruise ship. Our new addition to the show, Captain Travis Yackel, has come in. And myself, the old guy that just won't leave, I guess that's me now, the old fart now. Danny has left.
Soon you'll be on cruises drinking rum and cokes, man.
I guess I'll be right behind Danny, but Captain Jason here in the studios. And we are talking fishing on this early Sunday morning. We've got some pretty snotty weather this weekend, so hopefully you guys are staying in, kicking the internet on, listening to us via podcast, CaptainMel.com, or on the air live. Either way, you can get a hold of us. Guys, don't forget, as I just mentioned, you can get us on Podomatic.com. That's the podcast app. You can listen to us anywhere and everywhere you got an internet connection. Whether it's Bluetooth on your phone through your stereo, or if it's through your headset, or on the internet,
absolutely,
we're all over.
Man. We're on, baby.
We're on. You can hear all of our lies we tell in the air.
Couple of them anyway.
But hey, we're gonna do the tides and weather right now, and I'm gonna let Mr. Travis do that.
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. So this week we're coming up. We got a full moon coming up. Looks like on Wednesday. And like kind of we said in the first segment there, This is actually a good, I mean, if I was to forecast this week, I'd say we're going to have some really good fishing coming up. It's going to always be weather dependent, but as far as the water and the moon and the tides that we've got, it looks really good. We're going to have some higher water in the morning. Going to have some good, you know, two tide days, where you've got high water in the morning, dumps out mid morning, and then comes back in by 2 or 3 o'clock. So makes for a good fishing day. Especially if you don't get out super early in the morning, you're still going to get some good moving water in the afternoon. So that makes it good. As far as the weather goes, it looks like we're going to have pretty good weather. I would imagine that you still want to keep your eyes out for some of these storms coming in. We've seen a lot of southwest wind coming in. So,
well, I think we got a front blowing through.
There's a little front coming through, and they never know.
Typically with fronts, you're bringing rain and bad weather.
Yeah.
Good thing about fronts, the fishing's always good around the fronts.
Yeah, for a lot of people, kind of a point taken is, pressure. And we talk about what is a front, what does it do, and it changes the barometric pressure.
A front is a pain in our rear end.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a hit or miss thing, but generally, just rule of thumb is if the pressure is dropping, the fishing gets good.
I always like just moving.
Yeah, if it's moving. It makes a difference. It makes the fish move. But when the pressure drops, is generally the rule of thumb for me anyway, and the way I've been taught and what I've known, is a better bite. But that's what happens on the front of those fronts.
See, I could never tell you people ask me about, is it better up or go? I always just say, if it's moving, we're good. You got some kind of change in the weather pattern, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But, not that I'm right or wrong, it's just my messed up way of doing stuff.
You know what I mean? And who's tracking the barometric pressure? But the point is that that's what these fronts are doing.
Yeah,
is they're bringing in now we're going to start seeing these south storms. We're seeing these little rainstorms coming out of the Gulf. But that's what it's doing.
I've seen enough rain for the rest of my life this past year.
Yeah, we had a pretty good one, man.
It's been a heck of a week. Heck of a rainy season the past 360 days. Guys, and that is our tides and weather. And just really watch the weather, because around these fronts, the weather is horrible. And every year I hear more and more people that go out there in a small boat with no bilge pump or too small of a bilge pump, and they start taking on waves so they shouldn't be out there, and they're getting rescued. And, at that point, if you get rescued, that's good. But there's a lot of people who don't get rescued.
Yeah.
And, you only get one shot at life. Don't risk it by being dumb on the water.
People mistake Tampa Bay, man. I mean, it's, you get out past the channel markers there, buddy. You're in, 45 feet of water in a heartbeat.
Let me tell you something.
It can get nasty, man. You're not Alaskan key crab fishing, but it's pretty gnarly.
It's pretty bad. I tell you what, that the 24 Canyon Bay I run, and you run a Triton, I can tell you the places where it gets ugly. And two of the places on the South Shore is right outside the manatee zones, right outside of Simmons Park. There's a swash or something there with some hard bottom. And when you get a west wind, you better look for 3 to 4s. One of the worst parts in the bay is right off the tip of Port Manatee.
Well, so that's the one I was north wind. To say, yeah.
Let me tell you something. When you hit that run to go to get bait at the bridge from Port Manatee to the Skyway with a north wind or even a west wind, you're gonna get your rear end handed to you. There's no doubt about it.
And throw an opposite tide in there, and then it really gets gnarly.
I mean, you're talking, I've got a deep bow bow, and I've put that bow to where waves were breaking off the point of it. On plane, so you have to be careful, and really look at the weather. There's times where we're out there in bad conditions, and I'd like to think I'm pretty educated to make some smart decisions if I'm in that situation, just because I've been fishing every day and been in those situations multiple times. We don't purposely do it, but there's times. With that being said, I also run a 24-foot boat that's a pretty deep V, so I can handle some pretty bad weather. But a lot of times you'll see these people out there, and, they're out there in like an 18-foot boat that's, you know, small. And I've done it when I was younger.
I've seen John boats on the reef. I see them out there all the time, you know.
And I mean, and that's cool, but you got to pick your days.
Yeah,
that's like me running offshore my boat. My boat can run 50, 60 miles offshore, but you got to pick the right day.
Be smart, you know. Be smart. That's all it really is to it. Make sure you have all your safety gear. Make sure you have life jackets. Even if you're going just off of, you know, Cockroach Bay, make sure you have your flares. Make sure you have your whistle. Make sure you have a light. That's another one, man. I can't tell you how many people I've seen coming back at night. No nav lights, no, you know, no spotlight, no anything. And they go, well, we weren't planning on staying out at night. Well, most people that die don't plan on dying.
Yeah, this is true.
You know?
This is true.
So be prepared is the point, you know, and don't take anything for granted, especially when you're on the water, because it can happen in an instant, man.
You know, and I don't want to get off on the safety deal either, but this, you know, there's something about us guys. We like to be macho and not take classes and be smart. I tell you what, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't take a safety class. My stepdad, you need to take a safety class. You got a boat. I'm good. I've been running a boat all, you know, whatever. Looking back, you know, it was smart to take. The Coast Guard has free classes.
Free ones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend that you take a safety course. And at worst, you know, the few things I remember from my captain's course, I don't remember any of the roads, rules to the road. It's a bunch of crap that you don't need to know, really. Well, you need to know it if you drive a barge, but, you know.
For the most of us.
Right, red, return.
Yeah, you got it.
You need right, red, return. And you know what I remember? I remember them telling you, if you fall in cold water, how to keep yourself warm. Like survival
dude,
stuff.
Dude, I totally don't remember that, so I want to hear this.
Yeah, well, you gotta.
What do you gotta do?
You kind of snuggle up to yourself.
Jason's on a diet, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
If you haven't seen him, so what he's gonna do is he's gonna, if we fall in together,
pull your knees
he's gonna
up.
Be on Captain Trav.
I'm being serious. I remember this. I remember some of the safety stuff because it stuck out to me because I said this is. You know, my brain's not very big, so I don't overload it with useless information.
So he was able to fit that one in there.
I'm like, okay.
That one's in.
Let's see. Night signs? Yeah, I don't need. Not going to need that. Day signs? Not going to need that on a barge. So, yeah. But seriously, you know, there's stuff in there. Maybe, say you go to that class and 70% of it you're not going to use. But maybe the other, even if you got 10% out of it, it's probably going to be important stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going on that note, and I'll say one thing real quick, is, and it's something that I just kind of started doing, but, you know, life preservers, you know, none of us like to wear them or anything, but I've been wearing the belt, you know, the one that snaps around your waist.
Oh, I thought especially, that was your belly. Yeah,
no, there's actually a life jacket in there. But, you know, when I'm out in the morning catching bait, when I'm out in the morning catching bait by myself, it actually happened to me about 6 months ago, man, and I was throwing bait. It was nasty. Maybe not 6 months ago. It was sometime in the wintertime, maybe November. And I was out there on a bad day by myself catching bait, and I slipped. And I didn't fall in or anything, but I had that moment where nobody was around. It was one of the mornings. Nobody went out. And I kind of sat down. I looked around. I went, man, if I would have just fell in, what would I have done?
With 20 pounds of lead connected to your wrist.
Yeah, you know, and literally that night I went home and I ordered two of the belt life preservers. And when I go out on those mornings, I wear the belt. A lot of people don't
both
wear
them. Both of them?
Yeah, both of them. but I can throw the cast net with it. You know, I flip it around the back, and it's just that one little thing, especially when you're by yourself, you know. And I look, man, I'm looking right, and I'm going, man, if I fell in, what marker would I try to get to? And I'm going, I mean, it was honking.
Yeah.
Tide's ripping out. You know, nobody else is out there. And it made me think, man, I said, you know, and I got a kid. You got kids. You know, it's that one thing, that one time that you don't predict. And having, you know, one of the little belt life preservers is really kind of neat, man. I think it was, I paid $50, you know, for it. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just something to throw out there, especially for the guys that like to go out by themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Well,
now they've got the life vests.
You don't have anybody there watching over you. You know, you got a couple guys on the boat. Okay, one guy slips. Okay, you know. But you're seeing it more and more where guy takes off work, fishes on a Tuesday by himself or, you know, Wednesday. And so just be careful out there.
Well, guys, we'll take a little break. We get back. We'll do the Come On Man segment. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have: durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing conditions. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface disturbance corks with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto, these floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you would like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and Starcraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all PowerPole products to keep your PowerPole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
Ohiro Braided Line is the only gel spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. Ohiro Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. Ohiro Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find Ohiro Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfit, or online at justforfishing.com.
And now it's time for the Come On Man, sponsored by Foy's Tire Service. If you need to get some new tires on your truck, car, or even your boat, just give Foy's Tire Service a call at 813-241-4017. And welcome back to another great episode on this great Sunday morning. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Captain Jason Prieto is at the helm in the studios.
I thought and we were going to slow jams. Like slow jam. What was it? Joe Mama's.
Yeah, man. Joe Mama Jason.
So here on Sunday.
You like that, huh? Coming like that, nice and smooth. And we got Travis Yackel, the new addition to the show. Captain Travis. That's sorry. Him. And then, yeah. Neil.
I took a test for that.
Yeah, we did. And we passed, by the way. It was kind of shocking that we both actually passed that test. Man. One of the few I passed in my life. The rest of them I failed.
Yeah, that's right.
But, guys, we're talking fishing right now. We're doing the Come On Man segment. Yeah, I don't know. The Come On Man just has to be, and I love these guys, but, man, they've got to quit trolling on the flats.
Oh.
The Yankees. Guys, y'all come down, and I'm sure it works up north, but trolling in 2 foot of water has never been successful for me.
I got one. So, we just ran, you know, this time of year, we run quite a few group trips, and we get, you know, some interesting characters.
I remember yours now. How'd you forget this one?
So we're fishing, right? And it's always a rough thing when your clients bring their own rods. It just, you wonder. It's either super, super good or super, super bad. Well, in this case, it was all right, but So we're out trout fishing, you know, and I got the one guy in the front of the boat, and he's wanting to do what I tell him. So we're catching some trout, this, that, and the other. Well, I turn around. My other guy's in his tackle box, and he asks me if I have ever fished with pork skins. And I went, I'm not really sure if pork skins or pork rinds or whatever in the heck he had was going to work. So he's on the back of the boat, and before I know it, he's got pork skins on. Now, I got a whole live well full of white bait. Got in front of the boat's wrecking the trout. He insists on using his pork rinds. So he's throwing the pork rind out in the back of the boat.
Pork rinds, like pork rinds.
No, they're like a skin. I guess it's common up north. You know, it's like a piece of.
They use it for fish pork or to
skin.
Eat.
I guess they use it to eat. I mean, for bait. You know.
What?
Yeah. Somebody's gonna call in, and I'm telling you, somebody's gonna tell you about this. But so anyway, I hop up in the tower, and I'm kind of seeing what's going on in the flat. Well, my boy throws out his pork skin. Right, and I'm watching under the cork, and the puffers. Like if you're into puffers, fish pork skins, because he was wrecking the puffer fish. Right?
Was he bragging about it though?
He couldn't catch one, but he had them on. He had the monsters on. He was loving it, dude. And this is one of the guys that never stand up, so he sat down the whole time. So he never actually saw what he caught. But it was a come on, man, because he thought he had the best bait in the world. He goes, "No, Captain. If this is the trick, you can't tell nobody."
Don't be telling about my secret pork rinds. No.
Tell them about the secret pork rinds.
Oh,
know?
My
so,
God. This so, is great.
So we had puffer mania for about, I don't know, 20 minutes, and I finally got him talked into using a white bait. So maybe not the best come on, man, but golly, was it hilarious.
No,
man.
That is very good.
If I could have turned around and said, "Hey, come on, man, just put a white bait on."
Now, you know, hey, listen, guys out there, if y'all start wrecking them on pork skins.
Hey, let me know. Let a guy know. I take credit for it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget where it started. You heard it here first.
Right here first,
man. No other radio, TV station.
No.
They're all talking about using.
And you can't get it off the hook.
Yeah.
They got to worry about rebaiting. You got to cut the hook off.
See, most fishing programs, they're out there talking about using, you know, DOA shrimp and you know, paddle tails. No, we're using pork skins.
Pork rinds, baby.
So don't. You've heard it here first.
That's right.
Right.
That's
here on Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio.
That's the inside.
We got to talk to Jeremy over there about carrying some pork skins over at the tackle shop. Speaking of which, guys, real quick, Tampa Fishing Outfitters yet again has continued their sponsorship of the show. Glad to renew. Appreciate Mr. Lee's support and Jeremy and Daniel over at St. Pete Fishing Outfitters, Tarpon Fishing Outfitters. Don't forget, stop by the stores. They just opened up a brand new location, which I hear is kicking butt over at St. Pete Fishing Outfitters. And
I need to get by there, man. Have you been by there yet?
I haven't. You know, next week, because we're going to run through Ruskin, and we'll go through there. But St. Pete Fishing Outfitters is their new location, and I hear they're doing a great job. We're going to be putting together another fishing school. I've actually got some requests to do it. And instead of you doing it, you're going to be hosting it with me
this
year.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun. We were just talking about it a little bit earlier, man.
Probably going to shoot for September. So I'm going to leave it on you to remind me in July we got to start promoting. So
big thing's coming, too, man. Mr. Lee was pretty stoked about it, too. So
yeah,
a lot of things coming, a lot of good things coming.
Yeah. Then so thanks again, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, for your support of the show. We couldn't do it without you and all the sponsors.
How about that humpback, baby?
Got one today. 12-foot, 3/8.
Finally got him one.
Yeah, my arm is still hurting from holding the bucket, man. I'm a little worried about throwing that because my back's been hurting as it is, but they're going to call me the bait crusher. I think I might have. You didn't tell me you had 11 until after I paid for it.
Yeah, man.
You know, I thought.
Dude, you got 50 pounds and about 6 inches on me, man. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. In a bad back. But, guys, go by, stop by, support your local tackle shops. I know the Bass Pro and all that stuff's real cool, but guess what? They're not local.
That's right.
They have some cool decorations. Go in there. Check it out, man. Dude, that's like going to Disney. Go by, check it out.
Yeah.
Eat dinner there, then go by Tampa Fishing Outfitters and stock up on the stuff you need to fish Tampa.
Yeah, don't plan on stopping by. Plan on hanging out, man, because it's like you can't get through there without.
I haven't even been.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Oh, you're talking about St. Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I thought we're still on Tampa. But, yeah, if it's anything like Tampa, holy smokes,
yeah,
man.
No, it's you know? It's a pretty big store, and they're doing a great job over there. Guys, let's get back. We were talking about snook in the slot a little bit. I don't want to go off a tangent, but I wanted to add a point to that. You know, this past week, we had a 40-50 snook day, and we had three fish that were 27 and a half, 27 and a quarter. They were all 27.
Now, were they in the same area, same spot?
Yep.
See,
And to me, that's just another sign that slot is fished out. I tell people on the boat, they're like, you know, snook. I said, listen, I don't keep snook. We catch them. I said, I just don't feel good about keeping them. I have a hard time with us. There's plenty of trout. I catch all the trout you want to keep. We'll keep. Redfish, same thing.
And I think, you know, you kind of touched on something, and I know you're kind of sensitive in terms of the areas, but the areas is key in this as far as when you talk snook. Because you say, oh, well, snook, right? Well, it's the same as, like, if I'm going to talk about redfish in Tampa Bay versus redfish in Boca Grande or Port Charlotte or Pine Island Sound. They're different, right? So if I was to tell you about what the redfish are in Tampa Bay, it's not the same as what it is in Boca Grande. Well,
yeah.
It's the same as if I move from the South Shore down to Sarasota Bay, down to Venice, down to Inglewood, down to Port Charlotte.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, here we don't really see that many slot fish where we're fishing, you know, and in general in Tampa Bay. But a listener or somebody that fishes in Pine Island Sound or maybe down in Port Charlotte and Boca Grande, I think it's a different down there. You know, there's a lot of big fish down there.
Yeah.
There is. There's,
oh, yeah.
There's more.
Well,
but that doesn't mean their fishery's better or worse or it's different.
They,
you know,
they had, it's a proven fact that Boca Grande had the best recovery.
I would
believe
it.
There was three areas. I want to say Tiger Bay. Does that sound right? Down in Everglades. There's some kind of Shark Bay. They were the worst. There was three areas they tested in on the West Coast.
Shark
One
River?
Was Shark Bay or Shark River. It's in the Everglades.
Yeah, Shark River.
Their numbers were still pretty far down.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay was second, had a good recovery. Boca Grande was by far the best.
Yeah.
Point being, that's why I stood up in this symposium. I said, by what you're showing me, regions
matter.
There should be regions or you just shut it down.
Yeah.
Because to me, and I'm not a biologist, but if you have, I mean, there's a pretty drastic change in the numbers. To me, you would want to get them numbers evenly high across the board on the West Coast.
Sure.
And the only way to do that, if you're low and high, is to put regions. And a lot of people kind of like the idea. The scientists didn't like.
Even in terms of evaluation, because, you know, they skew. So like anything, when you have statistics, if you don't segregate the statistics as a whole, in other words, if Boca Grande's loaded with giant snook and there's a little bit in Tampa and a little bit in Everglades, and you go, well, the west coast of Florida looks good because the population of Boca Grande skewed the entire average.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and I think that's where we're going with the whole thing as far as the conversation goes. But
and let me say this, I'm not a fan of regions. I didn't like the trout regions.
Right.
I think it takes a rule and it makes it somewhat confusing and hard for the average Joe to understand.
Yeah.
Which the offshore guys should know all about, because that is nothing but confusing. I don't even understand the offshore stuff. But I think it was the best answer based on them opening the season.
Yeah.
Now, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, but it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. But I will tell you that I would like to think that my opinion is professional for the simple fact that—
In our area. I think that's key.
On the South Shore,
right?
I can tell you I fish 280 days a year. That is a fact. And I'm a pretty good snook fisherman, and I kind of take pride on snook fishing. That's my favorite fish.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm an expert, but in a roundabout way, I'd like to think that I'm up there as far as giving an expert opinion. And I'm a facts guy. I'm not somebody that just likes to blow a bunch of smoke to make myself feel better. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's going to happen. The slot's going to get fished out. People are keeping fish. They say it's legal, and that's fine. I'm somewhat okay with it. I wish they didn't open it, but you can't shame somebody for doing something that they say is illegal.
Yeah.
So I tell you what I do have a big problem with, and we've seen this on Instagram this past week, is charter captains promoting, making a big push on promoting through
Keeping slot snook. Running snook trips to kill.
Yeah.
To harvest, shouldn't say kill, right where it's harvest, to harvest a snook.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I have I have a little bit of a problem, and it's not with the general public, it's with the captain doing it, because they fish every day.
Right.
You know, your average Joe goes out once a month. He keeps the slots and look, yeah, I don't think it's real good, but he goes fishing once a month. You know, what's he going to do? If he goes fishing once a month, if he goes 12 times a year, he might get one keeper.
Well, that's
the key,
and that's where it goes back to that pattern and that being able to actually go out every day and target those fish.
Yeah, but you know? But if you're fishing every day and you're promoting keeping slots, who do you think's going to wipe the slot out? We are.
Yeah.
So it's a tough call, and there's certain guides on our shoreline that are doing that, and it is what it is. You can't stop them, but you think they would know better, especially they're just kicking themselves in the butt. Well, guys, we'll take a little break. We get back, we're going to give you the captain's tip of the week to keep you dialed in on the fish, and me and Captain Travis going to be talking more fishing. Don't forget, if you want a charter, you can give us a call, whether it's me, Travis, or doing a kayak guide. 813-373-2610. That's the Premier Guides hotline. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
This is Captain Danny Garino. One of the questions asked of a live bait fishing guide is, what should I use to chum up live bait? The answer is Purina 45, and Smelt Feed and Pet Supply carries it. It's cheaper and better than making it yourself. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply is conveniently located in Tampa at 4116 East 7th Avenue. Just ask for the bait chum that all the fishing guides use. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply, 248-2359, or you can visit them on the web at smeltfeed.com.
Fishing Supply Liquidators, where your fishing dollar goes further. Over 500,000 top brand name rods, reels, lures, and frozen bait at crazy low prices. Open 7 days a week, we teach people how to catch fish and back up our sales with professional and courteous service, rod and reel repair, and support. We can custom order any fishing tackle item that we don't stock. We're located at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Come on in.
Are you looking for high performance and top quality fishing gear that will hold up under the toughest of fishing conditions? Then check out the O'Hara lineup of fishing products, now available at your local tackle retailer or online at oharofishing.com. Choose from a wide variety of rods, reels, lines, tools, and accessories to help you get the job done next time you're reeling in the big one. O'Hara, conquering the fishing world.
Twelve Fathom Saltwater Series Lures, top quality soft plastic baits. The line of 12 Fathom lures are designed to trick all species and are available in the most productive colors. Visit their website, 12fathom.com. Use the lures pros throw, 12 Fathom lures, and catch more fish. Make them an offer they can't refuse with 12 Fathom lures.
The old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, holds true for your vehicle's health as well as your personal health. The experienced technicians at Home Auto Care perform a free safety inspection with any maintenance or repair service, allowing them to spot a minor problem before it turns into an expensive breakdown. All repairs are guaranteed at Home Auto Care. At Home Auto Care, 2003 South U.S. Highway 41 in Ruskin, Florida. Call 813-645-0339. To schedule your vehicle for an appointment today.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Captain Danny Garino here. DOA Lures has done it again. Captain Mark Nichols of DOA Lures has introduced his newest creation,
DOA Airhead.
It will bring fish out of any hiding place. DOA Lures, the unfair advantage. Innovators, not followers. Check them out at the local tackle store or on the web at doalures.com.
This is Neil Taylor with CaptainMel.com, Florida's number one fishing website, founded by Captain Mel Berman. Your one stop for all your online fishing needs. CAPMEL.com. Again, that's CapMel.com.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
And welcome to our last segment of the show. Travis, man, I like having you in here already.
Yeah, dude, it's been good.
It's a good show, and, you bring a wealth of knowledge. How many years have you been guiding? Four, three?
I'm on five. This is actually my fifth year. Yeah, I got to renew, man.
Yeah.
I'm up to renewal.
It's not that bad. Yeah. It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Bringing you in here, 5 years is pretty young on chartering, but I tell you, you are an excellent fisherman. I've actually learned some stuff from you, and you energize me a little bit. You've got that younger.
See these gray hairs, baby?
Yeah, but you got that you get excited about fishing more than me.
Oh, man.
So it excites me a little bit at the dock. You keeping your boat over there at Little Harbor with me. And I'm happy to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate you getting involved with us.
And one thing I noticed about you, when you do something, you do it right and you put effort into it, which is a trait. There's certain things, you know, guys getting in the business, and I'm just somebody naturally that wants to help. I like to help people.
Yeah.
As I get older, I tend to help a little less because you get tired of trying to help people that can't help themselves. But when you see someone that does it the long way,
The right way, the long way,
the hard way.
I'm not an Instagram success.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to go pull fish off a dock and then promote slot kill. So, you know, I can appreciate your expertise, and you're a heck of a fisherman and a real professional industry. So we're glad to have you on the show.
No, I appreciate it.
With that being said, since you're so good, you're going to give us the captain's tip of the week.
Captain's tip of the week. Tip of the week. What I would say is, and again, you know, we got some good tides coming. And I, you know, we've said that a couple different times this week, or this show. But we are coming up on a full moon, guys. The March full moon, you know, I'm a redfish guy, right? So I've got logs, and I mean, those fish are a little different to track and
pain in the butt.
Yeah, but my logs say that this full moon moves the redfish schools around.
Why didn't you tell me that before my charter?
I can't tell you that. But
so you give the people on the air listening to us more tips than you give me.
Sometimes
I was just bragging on you, man. But, that's messed up.
But this is going to be a good full moon, I think, guys. We got some finally stable weather, Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat stable. We're going to start to see some rainstorms coming in. But what I would suggest for this week, and I'll give a captain's tip for this week, is if you can get out early, get out early, and if you don't mind fishing late, fish a little later. That water's going to be moving in the morning. It's going to be high in the morning, going out. Fish are going to feed good. They've been up under the bushes all night, early in the morning, and they're going to be looking for that water to dump out and feed. On the flip side, you're going to have a high tide in the afternoons, about the same as what you're going to have in a morning tide, and the water's going to dump back out in the afternoon. So those fish are going to feed heavy in the morning, early morning, and they're going to feed heavy late evening. We do got some extended hours of fishing now. I've actually booked quite a few afternoon trips. I know you said you got one tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad time to fish in the evening, guys. We're getting that extended, you know, springtime hour, and definitely take advantage of it. So that would be my kind of tip of the week. What we're starting to see is we're going to start to get hot, guys. It's going to get hot. They're going to have that, you know, evil hour of 10 to 2 that's just going to start to make it tough. Not quite yet, but it's going to start to make it tough. So my tip of the week would be get out early. Or get out a little bit later. I mean, we started this morning at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And by 7:45, I bet we'd already boated 15 snook. So, and then it kind of fell off, you know, as we went a little bit into the noon hour. And then I would expect, we had a half day, but I would have expected this afternoon, this evening, to kind of fire back up. So that would be my kind of tip of the week, is to get out early and don't mind staying out a little bit later.
I want to add a tip of the week for bait. And that could have been the come on, man. Yeah, the bait's still holding on the markers. It's starting to move in the bay pretty good. It's getting, it should be getting easier. The problem this year is the bait, when you find it, it's thick on one marker, but there's only one marker that it's thick on. So it's been kind of tough with a lot of guides running, and then you got the anglers out there. Guys, listen, when you go to a marker, there's two things. If you got an 8-foot net and 20 foot of water, take the 8-foot net. And just go ahead and throw it in the water and let it sink, because it's not going to work. Or throw it on the flats. Really, you really need to step up to 10, 11, or even a 12.
10, at least a 10.
And you need to go, and I'll tell you right now, a great net to go get the extra heavy
humpback
net. And the 10 is a struggle. That's why I throw a 12. My back doesn't want me to throw a 12. But, and Travis, you got an 11. I didn't know you had an 11. I bought the 12 today. But the extra lead gets down. When that bait is down, you've got to throw the extra weight. Now, it isn't always that way, but when the bait's tough, you're going to...
How about mesh size, bro?
Mesh size, 3/8 mesh. You can actually jump it to a half inch if you're on the big baits.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw a quarter out there. The other thing you want to do is use courtesy at the marker. You will, even though you're in 20 foot of water, and Travis will tell you this when he hung his net, you start running your motor, you can idle around, but you don't want to keep idling over top of the bait. Especially if somebody's chumming, you need to use common courtesy. And when you're out there, if you're going to rodeo the bait, which rodeo means you're throwing on the roll, don't go right in front of the guy that's trying to chum. Kind of wait your turn. There's a whole system that works out there. Don't mess the system up.
There's etiquette.
There's etiquette.
If you don't know, don't act like you do know. sit off the marker and watch for a minute. If there's people up there, and you'll see how it works. And you know, when everybody does it right, everybody gets bait.
And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I've been at the marker, Travis, and this has been a little bit of an issue. I've been out there getting bait every day this week. Mm-hmm. So I kind of can, I know if the bait's skittish or if it's easy. So if you roll up and you start motoring around the marker and I say, hey, man, can you kill your motor? For the most part, don't think I'm being a prick. I'm trying to get bait and I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
There's other times when you can motor around bait. The good example, earlier this week, the bait was coming off the marker on Chum. But in a couple days, as we get closer to this moon, it's going to get skittish.
Yeah.
So tip of the week, really pay attention, work together out there. We all need bait. We can all get bait, but one guy will screw all the bait up for everybody.
Absolutely.
So that's a big captain's tip of the week. Other one is make sure you have the right net. And we're going to do a cast net seminar at our fishing school we're going to do in September. And in that seminar, we're going to talk to you about nets. And the thing I tell people, don't waste your time with an 8-footer.
Not unless, I mean, you know, it. The flats is a good, you
know. The flats are good. The reason why I say that, though, you know, Travis, is people get an 8-footer and they develop bad habits on throw. It's like developing a bad swing.
You got to have two if you're going to be going to the marker. You got to have a big water net or a deep water net and a flat snap.
I learned on a 12-footer, 11-footer. Right. I learned. If you can throw a 12, you can throw anything.
And I tell you.
Or a 10.
It's easier to throw a bigger net.
I wouldn't say easier.
I think it is. I think
you learn good technique.
I think when you get to that point, and you learn the correct way to throw a net, the net will open itself. It's all about, you know, the way you throw it, you know, your technique, you know, because I see people out there and it looks like they're killing themselves. And a good net, okay, the humpback, okay, or any of the other leaf fisher nets, really the bait buster will do the same thing. They're designed to open. I mean, they're designed, the leads are spread equally.
But you have to go through the correct steps.
But you have to push it in the right way. You don't. It's a lot less effort than what you think. And so
you can open a 6-footer with not even knowing how to throw a net.
Right.
You can
right.
develop some kind of messed up way. The problem is when you decide, when you go, oh, well, this 6-footer don't work anymore.
Right.
And you go to the 10. Well, now you're not even at square one because you have developed a bad habit. So you're negative. You've got to undevelop your mind on this bad habit because what you end up mentally telling yourself is, I threw the 6-footer.
This way,
it's going to work. I just need to do something a little different. Really, you need to wipe your mind clean and start from scratch and do it the right way.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, learn on a 10 to 12-footer, and everything else is gravy. If you get on the flats, you can get away with an 8-footer.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not going to get bait at the markers. I mean, there might be a few times you will. And what happens is the bait spooks off the marker. Whether you're throwing the net 100 times, you're motoring back and forth. And if you are motoring and you go to bump it in reverse, try to keep it at idle. Don't goose it. I mean, I know sometimes you get in a bad situation where you got to, but when you blow that thing out, you're blowing all that bait off the marker.
Yeah, and watch the tide, guys. The tide changes, and that makes your approach, it makes the where you throw the net, how you throw the net, it makes it change. And so, you know, we watch the tide and the wind all the time. Don't try to throw your cast net into the wind.
Like I did?
I mean, it just doesn't work.
There's times where you have to
and
do that.
There is times when you have to do that. But in general, knowing what the best is, you can kind of compromise as you go. But knowing some of those things, what your tide's doing, what the wind's doing, how you're going to approach a marker, let's say, can definitely help you from buying new nets.
Yeah.
And, you know, sign up for the school. We got some information coming up on that later, and
it'll probably be in a couple months, but we're going to get that rolling.
You know, get you guys dialed in to throw a big bait net. You know,
yeah, it's something that's not as hard as people make it out to be.
Yeah,
but other thing is, guys, if you like what you hear on the air, we fish for a job, and we take people fishing. Give us a call. It'd be worth the. I've had people tell me they went out for a year straight of not catching fish and learn more in 4 hours on my boat.
Yeah.
And I'm a simple guy. I do stuff simple. It's not complicated. But having somebody, paying somebody, you know, $400 or $500 to take you out for 4 hours to learn the basic techniques will put you way ahead of the game. Look at it as an investment. Look at the fuel you burned out there not catching anything over the past year. Give us a call, 813-373-2610. If you want to do something off a kayak, we got Neil. Neil's a great addition to the show. He adds a whole nother channel to the show. Again, our number is 813-373-2610. You talk to me, just tell me what you want to do. We'll get you with Travis, Danny, or myself. It's definitely, I know it's expensive to some people, but it's really an investment when you talk fishing. You want to get better at it. Well, Travis, it's been a good show, man.
Yeah, man. Good
glad
times.
To have you in here every week. Yeah, this brother. Is going to be great.
It's awesome.
It's glad to be back on the air. Sorry I missed the last 3 weeks, but we just got a lot of stuff going on at the house. Anyhow, it's been a great show, guys. Hope you guys go catch them up.
Precision Tackle offers a variety of spoons and spinner baits that are superior to any others on the market today. The Flats Intruder Wheeler spoons are offered in 1/8 ounce, 1/4 ounce, and 1/2 ounce sizes and come in gold, silver, copper, and black. Precision Tackle also offers the Thunder Spin, Cajun Flash, and Stalker spinner baits. These baits are made to perform flawlessly in salt water and catch plenty of trout, redfish, flounder, and mackerel.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohero's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohero fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohero fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box. See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full-service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and StarCraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all PowerPole products to keep your PowerPole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Live, local.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you what.
Your home for NBC Sports, the new Sports Talk 1040, The Team, and SportsTalkFlorida.com.